I had to leave Coda Dojo in Glenmire, the historic first meeting of Coda Dojo in our local community centre. And I had to leave there at 10 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock in the day, there was, at 10 to 10 in the day, there was nobody there except Shirley Gallagher and myself. And a guy who wasn't even coming, who was there to teach people karate. And we were standing around chatting and, you know, both, I'm sure, thinking, oh, shit, nobody's going to come, you know. This is, thank goodness Bill Lau isn't coming today because, you know, he'd be so unimpressed if this, if we're not able to get a lot of people to come in Glenmire. And that was 10 to 10. I left the building at 10 o'clock and the place was jammers. People were streaming in from all sides. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but certainly as far as I could see, there were 10 parents with about 15 kids already in the room. And as I walked down the steps out of the community centre in Glenmire, there were people coming in against me. So there were, I saw people heading who I never spoke to. As I was heading back to my car, I saw a kid walking along with an iPad and his father with him. And I saw a man who I'd seen before, but whose name I couldn't remember or anything like that, heading as well. And he looked to me like one of the original organizers or the people who were at the first organizing committee, if you like. Although I have to say, just for the historical record, I think that Shirley Gallagher is the one who organised everything. Now, she might have another view. There may have been loads of people helping her that I don't know. The people I want to give a little shout out for on this, just for the sake of history, are the Cork Independent newspaper. Because I met two people who were there, and I mean literally, you know, 100% of the people that I spoke to said that they were there and they heard of Coda Dojo starting in Glenmire because of the article that there was in the Cork Independent during the week means they got it on, I think, Friday. And the Cork Independent is a free paper, but it's got a very good editor, by the way, who's on Twitter, and her name is Deirdre O'Shaughnessy. And just for the sake of history and a disclaimer, her father was at school with me, but that's something that hardly anybody knows except herself and myself. Because I certainly never met her until very recently. But that's, so there's the point that, you know, I suppose historians would say that a first-hand account of someone who was in the room is quite valuable in 100 years. So I can tell you that when I went into the room this morning, it was all laid out a bit like a kind of a modern classroom or a mixture between tables and stuff on each. The place looked very well prepared. But there was nobody else there except Shirley Gallagher, and I just see myself as a kind of local publicist. I mean, I don't do any organisation. But she, so we were chatting away, and, you know, there was literally, I had a feeling anyway, I didn't, you know, there's no point in saying this to the person who you're standing with, waiting in the hope that the thing is going to take off. I thought, bloody hell, maybe nobody will come. And so it was just a stunning, and I think his name is Eamon Timmins, but he certainly, his first name is Eamon. He arrived first, so, and he and I had a connection via Marcella Whelan at on Twitter about this. So this is the kind of way things start, isn't it? You know, you just don't know. I kept thinking of very famous musicians who travel to small places or even big places for a gig, and or people who become very famous, and, you know, three people turn up and one of them says to the other, who is that fella anyway? Who is this? Who is Elvis Presley anyway? You know, who, we never heard of him. You know, or who is Bono? You know, what a ridiculous name for somebody to have. You know, and if you're in the drafty location locally in the middle of Roscommon or Leitrim or even Ballyfermot in Dublin or Ringsend or Ballyfihan in Cork, wherever you want to mention it, you know, and that was your gig, I think a load of musicians have had that experience, and I don't know what Shirley Gallagher was thinking herself, but I was, while I was waiting for this thing to kick off, I got completely distracted. I realised that I've turned the wrong way, and I now have to turn my... I then got into trouble. I had to leave at 10 o'clock because I had... as it was scheduled to start at 10, and I had to leave at 10 o'clock because I had originally no hope of getting there. I thought I had to be solely responsible for my daughter this morning and that my wife was gone to Belfast, but... anyway, it turned out that we could split the childcare, and anyway, I had to go on Saturday morning. I had to take my daughter and show my wife to the swimming pool in Blackpool, where I'd booked her in for swimming lessons. So I had to leave. The first thing I discovered is I left my bag behind. So I realised, oh, bloody hell, I better get back there somehow this morning to pick it up. And then I discovered that I had made a mistake over the time of the swimming lesson. So when we got to the swimming pool, I discovered that we should have been there an hour and a half earlier. I got an earful because of that for myself and others. And I lingered a while, and now I'm going back to... Coder Dojo, if I can get my brain in order to meet, well, in order to witness, I think that's it, in order to witness what's happening. I want to be a witness, and I want to be a recording witness, so that at some stage in the future, a historian has what they want, which is the raw material of what the very first Coder Dojo in Glenmire was like. And some historians are interested in their sources, and the authenticity of their sources is important to the history that they can make or the story that they can tell. So, you know, if I hadn't been there this morning, there would not be a record of a small number of people answering the question, why are you here? And each one of them, of course, answered the question in a different way. So there are, if you like, four witness statements saying, why are you here? Now, imagine you were there at the moment when Charles Darnay was being executed in A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And imagine you were actually in Paris during the French Revolution, and you were in the crowd, and somebody came to you with an iPhone 4S and said, why are you here? And then somebody else got one, why are you here? And okay, there were loads and loads of people, but at least there were four people in Paris at the end of Tale of Two Cities, where it is said in the memorable words, it is a far, far better thing that I do now than I have ever done. It's a far, far better place that I am than I have ever been. That's not quite exactly it, but they are some of my favorite words of all. So I'm now driving back to Coder Dojo after the, what I'll call the Blackpool swimming pool cock-up, in order, and I have just heard via telephone on a message from Shirley Gallagher that Bill Lau and his family have arrived at Coder Dojo. Now, I thought that Bill Lau was coming, and then I thought that Bill Lau wasn't coming. Now I hear Bill Lau is coming. And, you know, it is relevant to talk about a person, because James Welton, I think, started Coder Dojo, as stumbled into doing it by a method that he tells the story somewhere else, or it's been told many times by other people. But Bill Lau has, you know, weighed in as a tremendous supporter. And, you know, he's not, in my mind, he's not just a man who's put up some money. He's got a reputation for having some money. I'm not saying he has any, but I'm saying he has a reputation for having money. He's a funder, in other words. The point is that you know, a lot of funders fund things without knowing anything about it. But Bill has young children, or at least one, and I've never met any of them. So he has a personal interest in this whole operation or this whole development, which is actually there to help kids who are interested in computing, coding, but not just coding, you know, developing anything to do with computers, and who previously might have been, you know, a pain in the neck to their family because they're locked up away in a room. Now, there'll always be nerds who lock themselves away in rooms and don't come out for hours, and the parents have the challenge and difficulty and opportunity to practice the skill of cajoling them to come out and at least eat. I mean, there's some very famous people did that, were kind of antisocial in their behavior. But there are others who would actually find it such a great relief to find other people like themselves interested in computing, interested in, you know, building a website, learning HTML. And if I start talking in any more technical terms, I won't even understand what I'm saying, because I'm a totally non-techie. I've never written a line of code in my life. But there are people who love being able to make things happen on the computer screen in front of you. In other words, make a little dot move across the screen from the top left-hand corner to the bottom right-hand corner, or whatever, or else go all the way around the edges. So this is it. Look, I'm just saying that at now 11:03, I'm driving back to Coder Dojo to pick up my bag to be witness to what has happened. Probably an hour and 15 minutes after I left. So I'll then get an idea, or I'll be able to describe how many people are there. And, you know, I always had the philosophy anyway that it didn't matter how many were there. What mattered was that a start was made. And frankly, if only one man and his child, or one child and his mother, turned up. And in case I give the wrong impression, there were several mothers there when I was leaving. It didn't matter how many were there. What mattered was a start has been made. The first step has been made, because after the first step, the second one is easier. And of course, after you've done two steps, you have a graph, and you can basically start moving along a line. And you know, all this stuff about onwards and upwards and everything like that. So for me, as a father in the local community in Glenmire, I've recorded an audio already about, which has said something about this, but for me as a father in the local community, it does matter to me that this is a success. Because one, my daughter might go herself, and that's not the only reason though. She might actually be interested herself in computing. Although she is such a user of computers that I'm not sure she actually has any interest in learning how to make them work herself. She just wants people to design better and better experiences for her so that she can just use computers without even knowing they are computers. But there's more to it than that. There's the whole thing about creating an atmosphere in the local community whereby kids have what they want to do available to them at the time and place that suits them, so that they feel more fulfilled, and as a result of it, they're less likely to turn to crime and self-harm and stuff like that. And that might all sound very dramatic, but I believe that it's very important to not just tell kids to get off the streets and stop loafing around, stop, you know, sniffing glue and experimenting with this, that and the other. It's very important that kids find some activity that they love, gives them a chance to discover who they are, experiment with different, you know, missions in life and mixing with different kind of people. I mean, that's a huge topic, you know, but it does actually all matter. And it matters to me that my daughter lives in a community where this sort of thing, where kids are actually occupied doing things that they love. It just, you know, lowers the stress. And life, you know, can be stressful enough, you know. Well, everything that's new is by definition stressful. But, you know, you can keep things at a level where they're good for us all. So that's it. I'm looking at the building. I see two very young kids, one in a karate outfit and another in a tutu. So they're obviously not coming from Coder Dojo, but they're coming from somewhere. And that's the building I'm going into now.